Good morning. It's 6:45. KRWG News. This is KC Counts. And at least 20 people called 911 last week to report hearing gunshots in their East Las Cruces neighborhood. Those calls sent deputies to the area, and the man who was allegedly shooting the gun was shot by those officers. The name of the 36-year-old man who was shot has not yet been released. He remains in critical condition at an El Paso hospital, according to the Las Cruces Sun News, which obtained the calls that came into dispatch. Here are portions of some of them.
Somebody is shooting an AR, and it's gone off many times. There's been quite a bit of shot.
Okay,
and it's beeped.
Help.
Do you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
In front of my house. The neighbors keep shooting the gun. They shot maybe already 12 rounds, and I have kids. Yeah, I can hear the guns, and my kids keep asking me, what does that sound? And I'm like, go outside, and they shoot maybe 5 out of 10.
I just have a fully automatic gunshot, and somebody is banging on my bedroom window trying to get in my house.
It happened in the 6600 block of Chula Vista Road in East Las Cruces. Another man who lives at the residence, 60-year-old Mario Carrillo Chavez, was tased following the shooting when he allegedly refused to obey a deputy's orders to show his hands. He's been charged with assault on a peace officer and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. Now to the Tuesday Health Watch. Another reason to get your flu shot. New research suggests the vaccine may help you avoid heart attacks and strokes. KERA's Sam Baker talks about this with Dr. Rishin Shah, a cardiologist with Texas Health Plano.
There was research that revealed an association between vaccination and the flu season and an 18% reduction in relative risk of dying from all causes, 16% less relative risk of dying from a cardiovascular event, and 10% lower relative risk of dying from a heart attack and stroke. First of all, what is the tie between flu and heart attacks and strokes?
Yeah, so we've known for a long time that people that are high risk, such as people with heart attacks, heart disease, heart failure, are more susceptible to the complications of flu and infections.
Why is that?
Basically, an inflammatory process. Flu activates your inflammation system to kind of fight it, and the stress response can lead to potential heart attacks. It's kind of the same story you may have heard of people working outside in the winter, shoveling their snow, and all of a sudden get chest pain. It's the stress that the body is put under. Once your body's put under that stress with any infection, your comorbidities can come out. So your heart disease can get worse, your can have heart failure, issues like that.
This is just as bad maybe for people with hypertension as well?
The hypertension is kind of the same thing. It's a risk factor. So if you have hypertension versus not hypertension, you're likely a little sicker. So you're more prone to the inflammation and the stress that comes along with it. There's some thought that the flu vaccine for a short period of time may even increase blood pressure. But again, the long-term benefit of getting the flu vaccine.
Is there also what problem maybe in changes in the lungs brought by the flu virus?
Yeah, I mean, that can, especially if you have lung disease, like something called COPD, that can definitely make that worse as well. That disease oftentimes is concomitant with other infections, bronchitis, even just a simple cold. So if you're getting the flu, that's going to make that 10 times worse as well.
Can also injure what, heart muscle cells?
Yeah, so there's also viral cardiomyopathies, so weak hearts that can happen secondary to viruses as well. Not necessarily flu virus, but there's different kinds of virus that can cause it. But yeah, these infections can cause lots of problems.
All the more reason for getting that flu shot. Are there any people in this high-risk group that should avoid a flu shot?
The regular flu shot that you get the injection for, all these people can really get. There's a nasal spray, I believe, that has a live virus that people that are high risk with high heart disease should probably avoid.
Why is that a problem?
It can possibly cause a concomitant infection on top of your problems.
Does flu have the same effect, though, on people, let's say, who aren't at high risk or who don't have hypertension or heart disease?
We read about all the people that potentially die. Usually they are higher risk, so you can always end up in the hospital. I've seen plenty of young people that have ended up in the hospital and are on ventilators because of bad flu. So I would highly recommend everyone getting the flu vaccine.
You see many cases of this involving high-risk patients in flu?
I believe last year was relatively good for flu, or 2 years ago, so it wasn't bad. But yeah, in general, we do see a lot of complications from the flu. We get lots of consults as cardiologists in the hospital. You know, the primary diagnosis is the flu, and then they may have other heart issues that come up.
Are there things, though, that people who are at high risk or potentially at high risk, are there things they could do on their own, let's say before flu season or during flu season, in addition to the shot, to avoid possible problems?
I mean, in terms of infection, I think the general principles apply. Good hand hygiene, you know, wash your hands. For us as healthcare providers, you know, we got to be extra vigilant because we're going patient to patient, and there's always a risk of spreading these infections. So hand hygiene is of the utmost importance. And then, you know, just the normal things that we do to take care of ourselves. If you have a good diet, you know, you're eating well and you're preventing all these problems to begin with, that's all going to help.
Dr. Richard Shaw, thank you for being with me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.